It was late last night when the boss came home to a deserted mansion and a desolate throne. Servant said, "Boss, the lady's gone. She left this morning just for dawn. You got something to tell me? Tell it to me, man. Come to the point as straight as you can. Old Henry Lee, chief of the clan, came riding through the woods and took her by the hand. The boss, he lay back flat on his bed. He cursed the heat and he clutched his head. He pondered the future of his fate. To wait another day would be far too late. Go fetch me my coat and my tie, and the cheapest labor that money can buy. Saddle me up my buckskin mare. If you see me go by, put up a prayer." Well, they rode all night and they rode all day, eastward long on the broad highway. His spirit was tired and his vision was bent. His men deserted him and onward he went. He came to a place where the light was dull, his forehead pounding in his skull. Heavy heart was racked with pain, insomnia raging in his brain. Well, he threw down his helmet and his cross-handled sword. He renounced his faith, he denied his Lord. Crawled on his belly, put his ear to the wall. One way or another, put an end to it all. He leaned down, cut the electric wire, stared into the flames and he snorted the fire. Peered through the darkness, caught a glimpse of the two. It was hard to tell for certain who was who. He lowered himself down on a golden chain. His nerves were quaking in every vein. His knuckles were bloody, he sucked in the air. He ran his fingers through his greasy hair. They looked at each other and their glasses clinked. One single unit inseparably linked. Got a strange premonition as a man close by. Don't worry about him, he wouldn't harm a fly. From behind the curtain, the boss crossed the floor. He moved his feet and he bolted the door. Shadows hiding the lines in his face, with all the nobility of an ancient race. She turned, she was startled with a look of surprise, with a hatred that could hit the skies. "You're a reckless fool, I could see it in your eyes. To come this way was by no means wise. Get up, stand up, you greedy-lipped wench, and cover your face or some other consequence. You are making my heart feel sick. Put your clothes back on, double quick. Silly boy, you think me a saint. I'll listen no more to your words of complaint. You've given me nothing but the sweetest lies. Now hold your tongue and feed your eyes. I'd have given you the stars and the planets too, but what good would these things do you? Bow the heart, if not the knee, or never again this world you'll see. Oh, please let not your heart be cold. This man is dearer to me than gold. Oh, my dear, you must be blind. He's a gutless ape with a worthless mind. You've had your way too long with me. Now it's me who'll determine how things shall be. Try to escape, he cussed and cursed. You'll have to try to get past me first. I dare not let your passion rule. You think my heart the heart of a fool, and you, sir, you cannot deny. You made a monkey of me, what and for why? I'll have no more of this insulting chat. The devil can have you, I'll see to that. Look sharp, or step aside, or in the cradle you'll wish you'd die. The gun went boom and the shot rang clear. First bullet grazed his ear. Second ball went right straight in, and he bent in the middle like a twisted pin. He crawled to the corner and he lowered his head. He gripped the chair and he grabbed the bed. It would take more than needle and thread. Bleeding from the mouth, he's as good as dead. You shot my husband down, you fiend. Husband, what? Husband, what the hell do you mean? He was a man of strife, a man of sin. I cut him down and I threw him to the wind. Hear this, she said, with angry breath. You too shall meet the Lord of Death. It was I who brought your soul to life. Then she raised her robe and she drew out a knife. His face was hard and caked with sweat. His arms ached and his hands were wet. You're a murderous queen and a bloody wife. If you don't mind, I'll have a knife. We're two of a kind and our blood runs hot, but we're no way similar in body or thought. Our husbands are good men, is all I know. Then she pierced him to the heart and his blood did flow. His knees went limp and he reached for the door. His doom was sealed, he slid to the floor. He whispered in her ear, this is all your fault. My fighting days have come to a halt. She touched his lips and kissed his cheek. He tried to speak, but his breath was weak. You died for me, I won't die for you. She put the blade to her heart and she ran it through. All three lovers together in a heap, thrown into the grave forever to sleep. Funeral torches blazed away through the towns and the villages all night and all day.